Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
Here we are.
Here we are. Okay.
What is going on?
My anxiety is pretty high right now.
Oh yeah, you tripping? You tripping the light fantastic about the future? What's happening?
Yeah. Well, it's what's happening to California and then the country, and that's pretty, I mean, COVID-wise. And
all COVID, not democracy-wise and not
I think we'll pull it out democracy-wise, and Joe Biden will be extremely unsatisfying. But
interesting. I, on the other hand, a little more worried than normal about democracy-wise. So look at us, aren't we the pep talk that everyone's been waiting for every Monday?
Well, the courts are kind of batting him down now. Yeah, I worry about his followers, of course, but that's not democracy. Those are cult members. But I mean, everyone's got COVID problems, right? You either don't have a job, or you need your rent canceled, or your parent died, or whatever. Everyone's got some shit that's making them highly anxious right now. I don't think anyone is not really anxious, you know.
I think you're going to be extra anxious as opposed to those of us who have not had a parent die. Uh-huh. So I think that is adding to your anxiety. And plus, I don't know if there's any television you haven't watched. Is there anything left?
I'm watching The Flight Attendant on HBO Max.
I've never even heard of that.
It's really good.
I'm sure it is.
What's her name? Kaylee Cuoco. She's from Big Bang. I don't know. She's really good in it. Rosie Perez is in it. She's great. And so I'm like, oh, it's great to see Rosie Perez again, right? Why does she star in things every 9 years and that's it, you know?
She was awesome as Night Nurse on Daredevil, but whatever. Hmm. And so, I mean, she comes back. She's around. She's working. Wasn't she in Harley Quinn?
Oh, maybe I don't see the movie she's in, but still.
Yeah. Yeah, she's working. I just, somebody suggested I watch something on Disney Plus called The Godmothers, and it has Jane Curtin in it. Really? And I was like, oh, good, Jane Curtin's working. And I'm sure Jane Curtin is sitting in her home going, yeah, that's what I do. I'm always working.
She's the American Catherine O'Hara. She should be working all the time, nonstop. She's genius.
She's great. She's a delight. I did a secret show last night outdoors.
Oh,
never
cool.
Gonna
Where?
Do that again.
Where?
No, I don't know. It was in Burbank in an alley.
Oh, I know that show. I did it a couple weeks ago.
God, I don't wanna.
What happened? Why?
It was just, it wasn't, it felt, I mean, the people, the guy running it is, everyone is, I'm sure, fine. But the whole experience, speaking of COVID, felt smug. I felt smugness coming. We're doing something we're not supposed to do. This is an illegal. And I was like, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a 55-year-old sedate lady. I don't really feel like lighting bonfires. And this doesn't feel like the most criminal. If I was going to do something criminal, this really doesn't feel like I'm really giving it to the man.
Yeah.
It is
weird because when you do outdoor shows, the audience is completely young, and no one our age is going to see outdoor shows, right?
Yeah.
Or if they are, they're Trump supporters and they're not wearing a mask. Like, no one careful is going to an outdoor show right now, which is good. That's fine. But it is a little, I have noticed that at outdoor shows, like, I'm severely older than everyone in this audience. And you can tell they're not worried. And by the way, if I was 25, I probably would not be that worried either, except for reading all the news. I mean, it's
just
not
30 or 35. And
maybe. But it's just not in the brain at that point, you know?
Well, whatever. But I mean,
unless you already have a pre-existing condition. But if you, it's just, I know what you mean though. It is, yeah. It is weird to feel like I'm the only one that's worried about getting COVID here, right? you guys are keeping far away from me. I appreciate it, but I'm the only one that's actually pathologically worried about it, and you right. guys not worried.
And I will say this is that the timing, that was the first show I've done. Like you've gone upstate, you've gone up to the Bay Area a couple of times and done full.
No, I canceled.
No, but you did one for Date DNA.
Oh yeah. Right.
You've done shows. I haven't done anything except for I've done two drive-in shows and then this weird alley show.
Yeah.
And by the way, I double booked my secret outdoor shows.
And,
but I forgot to write down the other one. And in the middle of it, I got a text message going, "Hey, are you here yet?" And I said, "Oh, I just talked to you."
No.
And I could be there in 45 minutes. And he was like, "Actually, that'll be too late because of curfew." And I was like, "Okay, all right. I'll tell my mom to call your mom and we can set up another."
You didn't tell him to call me. I was probably doing nothing.
No, I didn't.
What an asshole.
Yeah, that should always be my, except for the one that I chose to do was in Burbank, the one that I forgot about, which actually, was probably going to be the same vibe, was over on Beverly. So, in some park on Beverly. So, whatever.
Well, yeah, the show I almost did in Huntington Beach, the people that were unconcerned about COVID were middle-aged and were, it's like, oh, you need to be concerned. It's weird.
It's ridiculous.
And it's just a weird thing to worry about as a comic too. You know, I don't think about the audience ever. I just get up on stage and I evaluate them. Are they going to be problematic? Who do I want to talk to? But I don't think about them. If they're assholes, it's going to unfold during the show if I'm talking to them, like in that situation. But they're not in my brain. My act is in my brain. And what I'm worried about talking about is in my brain, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and this wasn't their fault last night at all either, is that my timing is fucked because of 9 months of Zoom.
Of course.
So I was just like, I can't tell. And the lighting on this outdoor gig was literally like Carnegie Hall. I couldn't see the first row. And granted, they were blessedly 6 feet away from me.
Yeah.
But the lights were so bright. I was like, this isn't necessary. I would like, to, if I'm out talking to actual humans, I'd like to actually see them.
Maybe so, it's some UV stuff and it's killing the COVID. You never know, Jackie.
I do know. I actually do know. It was just super bright shining in my face. And that's all well and good. But it was, I did that. I hosted the Tess Rafferty virtual book signing.
Yeah.
Under the Tuscan Gun. Is the name of her book. Here it is. What?
That's great. Wow.
And it was super fun. And then I did a corporate. I did a, someone who listens to the show, her company, she talked her company into hiring me.
Nice.
To do 35 minutes. And whenever I do corporates, I have the same, it doesn't matter, it turns out. If I didn't book them, like when I do, excuse me, when I do like my mini muffin Monday corporate thing where I'm like, what do you want me to do? And you book it directly with me. I feel like we've been very clear. When you have gone to my agent and my agent has come to me and he said, do you want to do this thing? Here is the deal. And I'm like, yes, of course I do. Talk about ramping up anxiety. I always feel like I'm going to have Tourette's, like I'm going to lose my shit at the insurance company Christmas party or whatever the hell it is. And so, but it was fine. It was good. I had a good time. And, I'm doing Oh, I was supposed to do another paid show yesterday. Oh, I did the Manchester Noon show. That was actually really fun with a bunch of British comics.
Oh, Manchester, England, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Tiff Stevenson's gig or something?
It's not Tiff Stevenson. It's a woman named Roz. And it's really fun. It's like she's, I wish I could have hung out longer, but I've had so many weird. So Andy, I have three Christmassy related stories. One,
okay.
I got Andy a Hot Wheels advent calendar. It was a nickel. He likes Hot Wheels. I thought it was funny. It's adorable. We open it up. It's quite fun. So that's the end of that story. So quick.
Yeah, that's a terrible story.
It's a good one. There was no drama. There was very little arc. I get that. But what I'm saying is that what we got here is we have a nice little palate cleanser. So he says, I have a secret Christmas thing I'm taking you to on Thursday night. And I was like, I hate secrets. I hate surprises. I always think that they're going to be they're going to involve me doing something I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. It's never happened, by the way. I don't know where that fear comes from because nobody's doing that to me. And Andy isn't doing it to me. He took me to Six Flags to drive through. They opened up the walkways and they have put up Christmas lights all over Six Flags.
Oh, neat. So were you walking or driving?
Driving. So, and to get in was a 20-minute wait in the car. Mm-hmm. And we just sat in our cars and I said, is this a nostalgic LA traffic kind of moment? And then we get through and we're driving through and they have hired actors to play like the Snow Queen and Santa's wife and Santa and, you know, all the different. And then there's little drummer boy and there's some people drumming and it was really very sweet, but it's Six Flags. So it's a little janky. It's a little skid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So at one point there's a giant snow globe that says Honda Days.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yes. And so that was very, but it was,
everyone's trying to do something under these horrific conditions that I think tomorrow, I don't know what's happening on Sunday at midnight, but it doesn't sound good. The complete stay at home here.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, get together. Like they're gonna start busting up things, or what are they gonna do?
I don't know, but
churches are closed.
What?
Are churches closed?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Then it isn't complete. That's so.
I agree.
Yeah, that's weird.
Just like no one's done it completely. Like, let's just all do it completely for the amount of time we need to. I just watched this TikTok somebody made about how they did it in Australia, in Victoria, Australia. And it was like they were having a terrible reaction. No one was wearing masks. And then the government got really strict. And they said it'll kick in 2 weeks after we start wearing masks. And it kept going up and up and up. And then it started going down. And now they have they just had a couple days where they had zero new COVID cases. So
you're watching TikTok now?
No, Jackie, I don't know if you're aware, but Twitter, people actually post TikTok videos on Twitter. I'm not sure if you are aware.
I do know that because I did a Flappers weird Boston Comedy Festival panel.
Did you even pay attention to my story about Australia? Because I saw your little smile go up and I'm like, oh, she's got a little fucking line she wants to shoot out. But
yeah,
she's
going
to let me finish talking. And so you waited patiently and then you dropped your TikTok line.
Did you feel that patience though? Look how far we've come.
I wanted to slap you because I'm like, something's coming. I'm speaking earnestly, and she's got a little bullet in a chamber she needs to shoot.
That's why it's called stand-up comedy. What you had was this little PSA about some fucking town in Australia.
It's a province or a state or whatever they have in Australia. It's not a town.
They have also towns. By the way, I sent another mask. Everyone who's in the Patreon, you get a free mask. You just have to send me your address and, then I will mail you a mask. And then because it is something to A, it's nice for people who are on the Patreon. B, I get rid of masks. So these are two very good things. So anyway, so I did this panel for Flappers / Boston Comedy Festival, and it was how to get millions of social media followers. Mm-hmm. Lori, are you familiar with how many social media followers I have? It is not millions. The other two people that I was on this panel with both had millions. And I said to Josh, I was like, what's happening? Did you want some sort of control group? Did you need a placebo?
You're at the before and after. You're the before. Yeah.
I took notes for an hour is what I did at this thing. I was like, oh, good.
Is there anything you would actually do? I mean, if it's hot 24-year-olds giving me advice, it's like, no, you don't understand why you're popular.
Yeah. Well, it's no, neither one of one of them was a writer for I think Quibi, and Quibi, whatever. It's a steam coast, steampunk, whatever.
No, Quibi was the service that just went down.
What was the one that 45 Jokes was on?
CISO.
Right. It was the new CISO. I'm sure there'll be something after.
No, CISO had Fine products on it.
No, it did, but didn't Quibi have Fine products on
no.
it?
No.
Chrissy Teigen had a court show people enjoyed. Oh,
all right. Putting down. I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't subscribe to Quibi, but I just need to let you know it's not called Quibbly. Okay? Please. Pretend you're in show business.
Man, why at this late date should I pretend I'm in show business? But whatever. But the one guy was a comic, and he does he plugs himself as looks like a youth pastor. He does that joke, right? Mm-hmm. And he does look a little bit like that young, you know, white guy look that that people are like, I trust you too much and I hope you're not evil. Right. Anyway, but and he does super clean stuff, and he's on TikTok and he has 2.4 million followers, but he does colleges, and he's they're both relatively new. And then the other person was a woman who wrote for Quibi, and she used to do stand-up, and
what was her name?
Yeah, I got no names on these people, so they're all gone. Okay. Well, if I were to say that to you, oh my God, I can't believe you set me up. No, neither one.
I want to know who it is.
I always want to know who it is when I ask you, and we can't remember. That's one. Okay. That's a theme.
Okay.
So
get back to your Quibi story.
Hey, did you know that it's not called Quibi? So I will say this is that, no, they just talked about how much they're on the internet 8 hours a day. He makes 3 videos a day for TikTok, just on his phone.
Awful.
And it's just storytelling too. He doesn't even, and he recommends Instagram Reels because mm-hmm. they're new, mm-hmm. and get in on the ground floor of that. And
I don't want to get in on the ground floor of anything. I just
okay, Mr. Potter.
Well, no, I mean, it's one thing if you accidentally happen to connect creatively with how an app handles things. So like if you got in on Twitter, like Rob Delaney and Twitter, I feel like it's classic. I don't think Rob Delaney was like, I'm gonna flip this into something. He just figured out how to have fun on Twitter, and he did it early and at the right time, and it all worked, right?
Yeah.
But to go to an app with the get in on the ground floor mentality before you even know if that's the kind of thing you like, I can't.
The TikTok guy said that's exactly like he just liked TikTok.
Yeah.
And then he ended up doing it, but he's got a deal. He out of it.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's got meetings, and he's got all these people are like, you got 2.4 million followers. And he's like, yeah, but I've been doing stand up for, you know, a half an hour. No, I don't think he said that. I think that's my jackassery.
Yeah, that's you. That is you. Oh man, that is a Jackie Cationism if I've ever heard one.
Well, look in the mirror, sister, because I learned it from you. Anyway, so but I will say that but I did. I should have brought the notes. I brought other notes, and I brought Green Chef stuff, and we don't have an ad.
Oh, I used to get angry when people went around stand-up to get stand-up deals. And I've just, you know, that's I've grown to accept, and I'm not.
Well, that's good.
Look, I'm not angry anymore.
This is a milestone right here. Somebody take a picture. This is very beautiful. So wait, so you're not, because I know that people used to get super mad when people did stand up and it wasn't their calling, right? They were actors or they were musicians, and then they were like, oh, but I want to do stand up, and I can also get in front of casting people if I do stand up.
Most people always go away, right? They really do. Because
either they get work. Yeah.
Yeah. But they go away. And
from stand up.
I do get angry. I mean, but it's not a thing anymore that you know, non-comics are taking weeks away from comics. There's no weeks anymore. Maybe COVID has made me forget the assault on my senses that was the Stormy Daniels tour.
Right. I think that was just earlier this year, if I remember correctly.
I don't even remember.
Last year. It might have been last year.
I think it was last year because I worked the Houston room in March, but not this last March.
Okay, yeah, so it was a year and a half ago.
Right.
I have to say, yeah, all of my travel stories are at least a year and a half old now, and it's very annoying. Mm-hmm. And but I will say, here's a weird thing. Helium offered me a week next year.
Next year, when?
End of January. I thought that ambitious.
That's still supposed to be part of the hell winter that we're entering right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I assume. I mean, luckily, I haven't really had to make many hard choices. Hard choices are usually canceled.
It's in Portland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Are you taking it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, yeah. And then it'll be canceled. And
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're hoping the Oregon authorities cancel your gig for you?
Oh, I'm sure they will, or it'll be under control, or there'll be some sort of weird ass window. Like there might have been a weird ass window if I had taken the early part of if I had taken earlier dates for Loveland and Acme. There was a window there when everything was kind of open, and everyone was just getting sick and spreading it.
Oh, and then right before it was early on in their disease. That's when you should have performed.
That's when I should have recorded my album. Yes. Was when it was nice. There was that window of idiocy, and that would have been sweet, and that it would have been over. But I've decided I'm gonna do two albums, and I'm gonna name one of them Pep Talk, and the other one Altercation. Those are tentative titles. Those are tentative titles, and we'll see. By the time we get out of this, I might have 3 hours of material.
My album I want to call Corset, because at the time it was about the things that were pulling me tight, that were making me unable to breathe. And my idea was that I was going to be like have an old school country western sort of album cover where someone is like pulling the ties on a corset behind me, and I'm in
sexy good times. This
mm-hmm,
is
yeah.
This is all of a sudden you're there's all kinds of
there's big hair.
I don't know why people aren't watching this, and they're just replaying this over and over again with the rest of our videos cut out.
What?
Anyway.
What happened? Did you have a stroke?
Subtle.
I'm just thinking that this belongs on Pornhub. Is that there's somebody, people are on board.
Cajun, you missed Kilmartin's face.
No, I saw
my
it.
Gosh.
Oh, God. Outstanding. Outstanding.
Pornhub, what are you talking about?
Maybe
you visualize something dirty, you sex monster, but not me. It's gonna look cool. It's not gonna look all horny.
No, I know. What I'm saying is that you're inspiring some of our listeners. That is my theory this.
But now I don't even know how to shoot that thing. Like, it would be, you know, I have to buy a corset. That's expensive. I mean, I was going to do that anyway right. for this thing, but I mean, I want to have someone else in it, and with I want to see hands, like, you know, pulling it hard. And someone has to do my hair. Jackie, these are words. They're English words. They don't all mean sex things. There's a word called hard.
It's not my fault that there is a 9-year-old child inside of me. And
9-year-olds don't act like that. You're thinking 18 to 54-year-old male headliners.
God, if there's an 18-year-old headliner, I want to get him. I want to get him. Anyway, so.
Well, I don't know. So I don't know how to shoot that, but I guess there's a way. But I mean, hair and makeup for an album, you know, that's somebody right in your face.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
It's two people.
I was going to have hair and makeup in December for my album and video. And, but it's like. It's just everyone wearing masks and ventilation and whatever.
Outdoor stuff.
Yeah. So I don't know, but it, here's the other thing that happened. So my sister, Darla Cation.
Yes.
She was like, hey, I did a thing. Don't think, I hope you like it. It's another surprise. And don't, I will cancel it if you don't want it, but I'm sending you lobster.
And I was like,
live lobster that I'm going to have to kill, cancel it. And she's like, I can't cancel it. So then she comes back and says, I can't cancel it. Anyway, so yesterday we got lobster that we had to kill. And so that was disquieting. And then it was delicious. But here's the thing. I used to work at a restaurant where I had to kill a lot of lobster.
Oh, yeah?
It was like 20 years ago on Cape Cod. And I don't want to do it anymore. She also sent two crab cakes, which were frozen. She could have sent me a dozen of those. That would have been awesome.
Does lobster have the same texture as shrimp?
Kind of.
No, thank you.
Yeah. If you're not, there's different shellfish. Do you like shellfish? What is your shellfish take?
I've hardly had any, but again, I recently tried shrimp. I gave it my all, even though I was repelled by the sight of them. I was like, let me cook them. Let me put them in all the oils and the spices. And right. As soon as I crunched down, I was like, oh my fucking God, how do people put these in their mouths?
Well, there's a problem there that should not have been crunchy. Did you take the shell off?
What?
Okay.
Of a shrimp?
Yeah. You took the shell off?
No, whatever came in the shrimp package. It didn't have a shell on it.
Crunchy. What crunched?
No, nothing crunched.
Okay. Because you said I crunched into it. Well, all I could think. Yeah, I panicked. I'm so sorry. I'm better.
I mean, I don't want to get all, we're talking about words tonight, but crunch is also like a verb of how you eat something. Like you're crunching down on it. And then it was springy, like a tire. And I didn't want it in my mouth anymore.
Right. Some people can't take the texture. The place I worked at that I made lobster and clams and shrimp and stuff, the guy who owned the place used to call them the insects of the sea.
I've heard that.
I'm never eating these, he said. And I said, and yet that is your living. We sell clam bellies and fried clams and stuff. The worst way to make lobster, and I never had to do this, was a stuffed lobster. So it's still alive. You have to flip it on and then cut down the middle of its belly, jam breadcrumbs into it, and jam it into a 500-degree oven. I never had to do it. I only had to put them into the water and the rolling boil water, and they were usually dazed from being in the freezer. So they didn't move too much.
What are there a people, like an ancient people, that survived on lobster and shrimp?
Yeah, they lived on the ocean. They were all the people who lived on the ocean.
Wow.
Or on the islands, or, you know.
I would have had a tough time.
You ever see Castaway?
I did, yeah. But I mean, I don't remember him catching shrimp.
Oh, They're the best. One of the best scenes in Castaway, and granted, I saw it once 10 years ago or whatever, was when he comes, they rescue him and they have this big FedEx or UPS party for him. And it's a big smorgasbord of seafood. and he's just picking up crab legs going, nope. How about a steak? How about a burger? Anyway, but yeah, so, but it was, yeah, no, it was delicious, but it was not something I want to repeat. Let's take a break. Let's do a Max Fun break and maybe a comic of the week.
Okay.
Well, hello, I'm Renee Colvert.
Hi, I'm Alexis Preston, and we are the hosts of Can I Pet Your Dog?
And we got breaking news, we got an expose, and all the beans have been spilled via an Apple Podcast review that said, this show isn't well-researched. Well, yeah, no duh. Of course it's not. Not since the day we started has it been well-researched. Guessing and anthropomorphizing dogs is what we do.
The Can I Pet Your Dog promise is that we will never do more than 10 seconds of research before telling you excitedly about any dog we see.
I'm going to come at you with top 10 enthusiasm, minimal facts.
We're here for a good time, not an educated time.
So if you love dogs and you don't love research, well, you know what? Come on in to Can I Pet Your Dog podcast every Tuesday on Maximum Fun Network.
Guys, guess what? It's Function of Beauty time. Woo. I just washed my hair with it tonight. I got the green color. Okay, one size of beauty fits all. It's not a phrase that should describe your beauty routine. It really isn't. Each one of us is unique, and Function of Beauty gets that, okay? First, you take a quick but thorough quiz and tell them a little bit about your hair goals, all right? My goals are don't be greasy.
I love that goal.
You can even choose the color and fragrance. You guys know I love eucalyptus. I switch the colors around just to give myself something to be excited about in these horrible pandemic days. Next, Function of Beauty's team determines the right blend of ingredients, then bottles your custom formula to order. Then they deliver your personalized formula right to your door. Function of Beauty now offers a new skincare line. It's the same quality and customization you expect, but now for your skincare routine. Jackie?
All right. Yeah. What you should know is that you can name your product, which is always super fun. I called mine Jackie Shampoo. Anyway, always writing. Go to Function of Beauty. Go to functionofbeauty.com/Jackie Lori to take your quiz and then save 20% off your first hair care order. So order big because you get 20% off that first hair care order. And it's functionofbeauty.com/Jackie Lori. That's what you should know about that. Let them know you heard about it from our show, and then you get 20% off your first care hair care order. They're great. They're vegan. They do good things. Go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it smells delicious as well. I mean, I don't eat the shampoo, but it does smell good.
And then let's do Comic of the Week, who Kyle just worked with, and then we watched videos of, and it was outstanding. And her name is either Christina or Christiana Jackson. And she's a New York comic, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she's very funny.
She's so goddamn funny.
A couple of jokes are related to a little too much, Jackie.
allow me to fake storm off. What is her Twitter handle? Or
it is it's an Instagram, and it's incomparable MSC.
I think it's incomparable.
Yeah, that's the word.
Ms. C, as in Ms. Christina.
You know, when you say it and put it all together like that, that's a really great handle.
Incomparable Ms. C, yeah.
It's almost like one of those license plates where you could put your incomparable Ms. C on it.
Yeah.
You could do that, too. I wonder if she has one of those. Probably not. She's probably cooler than that.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, you guys, find her. It's
Go Christiana check her stuff out.
Jackson. She's hilarious.
Yeah. Especially if you make significantly more than your significant other.
Then she's your
favorite. And are perhaps slightly irritated by that.
Yeah, that was a great bit. I love that bit. That was good stuff. So this week I'm doing my Sunday services show.
So you're doing those still even though your album tapings were canceled.
Yeah. I didn't do it 1 week, and I was so depressed that I was like, no, you have to keep working on this and just try to find something to do. That's why I've decided to split it into two albums.
Yeah.
And I've decided to find something to do. So tomorrow I'm just going to try to write a set list that works. I don't know. I did a set list for the corporate. That was kind of an interesting set list that could possibly be part of the pep talk. Mm-hmm. Sort of the cleaner of the two versions, which could
maybe you should try to get that one on Dry Bar.
I could possibly do a Dry Bar because we've heard that the back end of that is actually really good
after a couple years, you know?
Right? Well, because the initial is just normal. It's just a regular. It's just a couple of grand, if I remember correctly, and but the back end is supposed to be real, like Sound Exchange money. And that's cool. That's cool that they're doing that. That's
well, our friend said she's in another tax bracket now because of her Dry Bar money.
Right, her tax bracket was pretty lame, though. Remember?
Oh, okay.
So I don't know, but it's great because she deserves all the monies.
Totally. All comics deserve all their money. Yes.
All their money, and then so I'm doing that, and then I've got guest sets. Winter Spears is doing a guest set, and Mary Mack is doing a guest set. And this will come out after, and Mike Kaplan's doing a guest set, and then, but then we have our Monday show, which is the night that this drops.
So we have Monday Jackie and Lori is Maria Bamford, Jackie Fabulous. Aparna had to cancel, so Jay Fab stepped in. Taylor Guerin. And who's
Melissa Villaseñor?
Oh, Melissa Villaseñor from SNL. Yeah, it's a killer lineup. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, super fun. And those are two big shows that I'm looking forward to. Mm-hmm. Getting to see people work on stuff and what they're doing. That'll get me out of my head for a second. And
yeah, I had a couple really rough days and I realized I hadn't done a set in a while. And, you know, then I had a few and I felt, it didn't feel good, but I felt normal again, you know?
That's it. That's it. It's the proof that comedy fixes everything as much as it can.
That's why all these comics are doing shows, you know? No one's making money on these fucking shows, even though they're, you know, the indoor shit and stuff. It's just.
Right. Are you talking about the two Richie Rich that might be doing a show in Austin?
That you texted me earlier, or that was in our text?
Yeah. Somebody texted me that, and it wasn't in the text group, but I just ran it by the text group, and nobody seems to know. So I don't know if it's true. I know that Joe Rogan moved to Austin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did Chappelle move to Austin, too?
No. He's got, like, a farm in Ohio.
Okay, so.
I'm sure he has a private plane or something.
Oh, right.
You know what? It's actually not that expensive if you're wealthy to rent a private jet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. That sentence took me out of myself because it's just.
Well,
like,
I mean, I do think wealthy, it's very expensive to own a corporate jet, but you can rent them, you know, within certain degrees of wealth, and it's not that big of a deal.
Right. You just have to hit that whatever that degree is, and
yeah, we're not there, and we never will be. But for other people, they can. So I'm just saying that he can jet down to Austin. Pretty easily.
Right. I did a Dork Forest with, I did not know this, Tom Papa has a Tesla. Did you know that? Because I did a Dork Forest with Tom Papa, and so I had to drop off a t-shirt and $20. And then
is he comfortable with you announcing the kind of car he has?
I didn't announce the license plate number. It's actually X7L...
Well, I'm glad for Tom. Works very hard, has had TV shows. So,
well, that's the thing. That guy's a genius of many irons in the fire kind of guy.
Yeah, I think does he do a morning show still with Fortune?
Sirius.
Yeah,
he also has a podcast of his own called Breaking Bread, and then he has that I did with him, and then he had he had a short-lived food network show where he traveled to different towns and interviewed bakers And then he bakes. And so he has this YouTube on his YouTube channel. He has a how to bake show on his own YouTube channel. Hmm. So dude is, and so he was on the, he recorded the Dork Forest, and I said, don't you do stand up too? And he's like, Yes, I also do stand, but because he has so many irons in the fire. And I mean, some people just love those cars, and it was just interesting to me.
I mean, you're so jealous. I love it. But you're pretending not to be, and I admire your spirit.
Well, here's my thing is I'm not so jealous about a Tesla. I need a car that has, because for a short-lived time, I had the only car accident I've ever gotten in trouble that I had that was entirely my fault was this Hyundai that I had about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I bought a Hyundai. I had a Corolla for a long time, loved it. It went away. I got a Hyundai Accent or something. I don't know what it was, it was too zippy. It has too much pickup. And I'm Jackie Cation, not a great driver. Don't get a lot of my self-esteem from it, so you can all fuck right off. But here's the thing. What I like is a car where I make a decision. I communicate that to the car. The car takes a beat while we all get to review. Is this a good idea? And then it goes. The Toyota Corolla was made for such a person.
Well, right, see, here. I don't like a car that takes a beat when I'm braking.
It doesn't. It takes a break when possibly only when accelerating. Okay. I don't know when it takes the beat, but the right beat is taken with the Toyota Corolla. The Hyundai, I got into like several fender benders and hitting like poles and stuff because I make a decision, and then turns out the car just does it right then. Right there, right away. Nobody needs that. I don't need that.
It doesn't try to talk you out of it.
That's exactly what I need. Is I need a car that's going to talk me out of it. And but I have to say that I totaled that car.
When?
The Hyundai. This is probably 4 years ago.
But I knew you 4 years ago, right?
Yeah, I think I was doing the LA Podcast Festival, and I had done like. Something like 6 or 8 hours of, I had done 3 podcast hours and a set.
Was that Graham Elwood's thing?
Graham Elwood and Chris Mantini's thing. So I'm driving home from that, and I stayed to do a set, and I fell asleep at the wheel.
Oh shit.
And so I'm on Wilshire going west towards the 405 and at 40, 45 miles an hour, right? Cause it's midnight.
And I
must have blown through. I have no memory of this. I blew through the stoplight and totaled some guy's 97 Subaru. I'm sure he was devastated. And then he ended up, I think, suing my, like, he wanted like enough money to replace it. So I don't know what his insurance, whatever, the insurance company's figured it out. But when, so I woke up, I had just hit something.
Oh my God.
And so I turned the car and I drove into some bushes in Beverly Hills.
Oh my God.
That's what I, in between two posts. So I didn't hit a post. I drove into bushes, luckily. And I forced my way out of the car. And all of a sudden, there was an old guy, a middle-aged guy, and standing in the distance, sort of a younger guy with longish hair. And I get out of the car and I was like, what happened? And one of the older guys, the middle-aged or old guy says, you blew through the stoplight. And I said, did I hit anything? And the younger, longer hair guy goes, me? And I was like, what? And his car, it had taken the front, right? It did not hit the door, but it had gotten the front wheel of the passenger side. But it still worked enough for him to pull it over. So the cops come, you get the statements from everybody. And I was like, I can't find my phone. Blessedly, I was not on my phone, right? I mean, the driving. And
you're like,
and
relax, I fell asleep. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. And so I did this. I had left the phone at the podcast festival. So I had to borrow one of the cops' phones to call Andy, and Andy had to come and get me. And then they towed my car away. And it turns out, someone told me this is true, when your car is totaled and taken to some strange place where they take cars like that, they steal all the change out of your change holder. I had like, well, like it must have been like $9 in quarters.
Oh my God.
I was buying.
I'm just impressed that you knew your husband's phone number off the top of your head. Me, sure. That's a solid marriage.
It's real solid. We're plugging right along here. And so
that's terrifying. And I'm terrified that my son will be eligible to meet up with people like you in crosswalks and in intersections in about 2 years. Get your fucking naps in, old people.
It was midnight in Beverly Hills. He's never going to be making that walk.
You guys want to take another break?
Sure, let's do it.
Congratulations. You've won a ticket to attend an exclusive opportunity in a relaxing environment with two lovers.
Wow. Well, this sounds like a sort of proposition of sorts, but really it's an ad for our podcast. Wonderful. It's a show we do here on Maximum Fun where we talk about things that we like and things that we're into.
I'm Rachel McElroy, and you just heard Griffin McElroy, and we are excited for you to join us as we talk about movies and music and books.
Things like sneezing or the idea of rain.
Can you get news or information you can use?
Absolutely, you cannot, because we're here to talk to you about pumpernickel bread.
You can find new episodes on Wednesdays.
So catch the wave.
And we're back. What do you got this week besides the J&L that everyone can come to?
I was looking. I'm doing a show on the Friday the 11th for Rachel A. I have to actually do more details, but I will tweet about it. I think it's Rachel Abramson, but I'm doing a show on Friday night, so I'll be tweeting about it if you guys missed the Monday show. The lap pool is now reservation only, and
how was it?
It's fine. I mean, we're all sort of marched in there. And you you run to your lane and you only have 45 minutes and you're out no matter what. So I'm sprinting the whole time. For me, I like to take my rest, between sets. And now I'm like, move. So,
wow, this is,
anyway,
but it's a whole,
I have more swim reservations next week than I do have sets. That's what's disturbing me. I'm like, what's this? Oh, I'm at the pool.
I was supposed to do the park and laugh last night, Saturday night.
Which one is that?
The Flappers.
Oh, I was too. We're supposed to do it tonight, right now.
On Sunday as well? Oh, wait, Saturday.
It is Saturday.
Today's Saturday. That's why I suggested we record, because I figured since you had to cancel as well, I guess they're not allowing that.
That's right.
Because of COVID? That wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
that's
all
right.
That all
got shut down as well. Yeah, it's a drag.
That I don't understand, because the audience is in cars and the comics are outside and really we're all kind of staying away from each other. That doesn't make sense to me. Neither does shutting down the drive-in theaters and stuff like that. I kind of don't understand some of their logic.
Which is what this is. It's essentially a drive-in theater. And so they did that too?
Yeah, I read that. Yeah.
All public gatherings are shutting down for at least 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any public event. You're supposed to stay at your house unless it's medical or groceries.
Okay, so that's churches.
Yeah. But it's not churches.
It's supposed to be churches.
I think the Supreme Court, they definitely ruled that Cuomo couldn't do that because he was letting liquor stores stay open but closing churches, and Gorsuch famously, stupidly said, well, you can go to a liquor store but not a church, without thinking, oh, well, in a liquor store you dash in, get something and leave, and at a church you stay for an hour. Like, his brain didn't go that far. Those are the fucking geniuses we have on the Supreme Court right now. But anyway, I don't know if how California's going to fare under that interpretation.
Right, I don't, hopefully not. It's just, I just don't think, like, because there's, yeah, I've had some friends go to, people going to things, and I'm like, was it indoors? And they're like, yeah. And I said, well, you're out of your mind. What are you doing? Don't go indoors. Go indoors, buy an apple, and then get the fuck out.
Is the word not out? Like, to me, and all the people I follow on Twitter and all that, like, we're highly aware of aerosols and how they spread and stuff like that. But they're, like, there's a couple of COVID doctors I follow. And
of course there are.
He tweeted about this man who was like 37 years old, had 5 kids, healthy, died from COVID, right? So it turns out he lives, and I'm just picking up the details from the story, but you know, they were relying on vitamin C. And I'm like, oh no. And then they mentioned church. I'm like, okay, they got some bad fucking information from Facebook or their church. Like, you just ride it out. And they didn't get him to the hospital till his oxygen saturation levels were down to 67%, which is like,
oh,
you're
no.
dead at that point.
Yeah.
And the doctor who tweeted it said that if they had gotten him to the hospital earlier, he probably could have been saved. This is a father of 5 young kids. And so it's got to be, people are not being told, or whoever they get their news from isn't telling them it's indoor, airborne, and here's what happens afterwards, and here's what you have to do. They're just saying, take vitamin C and stay home. I don't understand.
I have an ICU nurse friend who, she says, you know, it's exhausting because I'm taking care of people who don't believe in COVID, but they're dying of COVID.
Oh, really? You know
yeah.
someone? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And she's just, it's brutal. So, yeah, this stuff, yeah, it's not going to go away. So we all have to just stay in, go get an apple and then come home and buy lots of apples so you don't have to go out a lot.
But we won't. Anyway. We're all going to have to wait for the vaccines to kick in and hope that enough people take the vaccines that it substantially lowers the amount of COVID out there.
Right. If I take the vaccine, ostensibly, I don't know enough about vaccines. Mm-hmm. I am then, I can't get it.
You still can.
I think if it's 95% effective rate, then you have a 5% chance of still being able to get it. Right.
Okay. So it's just like using a condom, but a little worse.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But then they came out today, and I guess the vaccine doesn't work as well for Asian people and Black people. It works a little bit less well. It's like, oh my fucking God.
What?
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if...
I don't know.
You guys read any Cagemaker, the company, but this is some sci-fi bullshit. Okay. Wow.
I couldn't understand the reasoning. It got very heady.
It got nerdy yes, there for a second.
But, yeah. Part of me is like, oh, well, the clubs will be back in June. And I don't know. It just might trickle back to normal over the next year. And hopefully kids can go back to school next September. You know, my kids has a pretty good situation and he's having a hard time with that. I know so many kids are having a hard time with it. You're just not meant to be locked in like this all the time, you know?
Yeah. Do you know what? And I don't mean to change the subject, but I do because I have something tangential, which is that I was watching It's a Wonderful Life today. Mm. And it turns out Mr. Gower's son died of the Spanish flu.
Is he the pharmacist?
Yeah, he's the pharmacist who says, his son Robert died of influenza in 1919. So that's what he would have died of. Of the influenza epidemic in 1919. And I meant to tell you this, which is I have more shows than I thought. I'm doing Ron Vi's show on Wednesday.
Oh, that's fun.
That's a good one. I'm doing Pardo's podcast.
Nice.
On Thursday. And
hold on. I forgot the show. I did a show for Wonder Dave.
Yeah. Did you?
I was a stand up in the show, but most of the show were performance artists doing weird shit. And I followed a guy who was naked, who put paint on his penis, and then he used his penis as a brush and made a pretty good painting of The Rock in about 6 minutes.
And And people and now, say this.
Let's hear the comedy stylings of Lori Kilmer.
Why? And then people say, you are on Pornhub, aren't you? Anyway, so it's interesting that I'm painted with his penis. Oh, that's
and great. He kept painting during my set, too.
Turn the video off. Turn the video Wait, off.
I don't want to watch me anyway, but not when I can watch this.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But he makes a lot of money doing that. That's his thing.
Oh, and I'm sure.
Actually pretty and good it, with that penis.
And it doesn't matter if Zoom has spotlighted you, because everybody individually is just going to pin his video, and now they're just listening to you. And they're just going to pin, and then we get to see, was it erect?
It looked like it was in good shape. It was erect.
Kind of erect, because otherwise you're just mushing.
Yes, it was erect.
You're dabbing the Monet, let us say. More of a dot kind of situation. More of a brush.
Now, these are some good lines. No, it was erect. And I mean, he had an amazing body. The whole performance was overwhelming to watch. I could hardly prepare for my set.
Wow. Was it watercolors or acrylics? What was he using? An oil?
It was white paint on a black canvas.
Okay. All right. So he's keeping it simple. He was right to do so. That's so weird to think.
The show ran an hour long, but all of the acts were doing dominatrix kind of things. And it was all sex Christmas stuff, you know?
Okay.
And I was like, all right, look, I'm talking about my dead mother and I hope you guys can mentally shift. And they did. They were actually, they did.
That's very nice. That was very nice. Yes. Where are we at here?
We are 55.
Because that felt solid. That would have been a real good solid really out right there.
Just but that's not how we
top it out with five more that won't be as good.
That's how we end our podcast.
it is a bit of a caricature of here's this insane dude doing something, talking about either something to do with his dick or showing his dick, and now the comedy stylings of just anyone.
He reminded me of a lot of shows I started off in San Francisco. San Francisco is full of, I mean, I think Wonder Dave is a San Francisco-based act, so it felt like late 80s San Francisco, just a lot of crazy sex shit and a stand-up, and it was fine, you know? It was fun. Yeah. It was weird. It was like, what am I doing here?
Right. Would have been great not to have you go after, that guy should have kind of closed. How do you you did and you do, because that's the big thing is people are like, I can't, whenever anyone says they can't follow something else, I'm like, sure you can. Just it's your 5 minutes, it's your 15 minutes, whatever the time is, you it's just true. Have to make it your own.
It is true. And you know, at some point you're just watching a guy hold his dick. And while that's fun, you know, you do go, all right, what else is out there in this world? And that's when the comic jumps
in. What else is out there? That's so true.
We started work again this week. Thank God. That's the other thing. I was completely unmoored for a whole week and a half.
Oh, right.
And, I won't do well. Here's the thing. Our show goes to June, and then I either get, you know, hired for the HBO show or I don't. And if I do, I'm sure there's going to be a couple months that are just, because it doesn't start till January. So, you know, there would just be months of me just not having a routine, and that I don't do well. And probably everything won't be back at that point. So, I mean, it would be great if I could just go on the road, but, you know, it's weird because my son's getting more to the age where I could, you know, bug out for a little bit more, but also not, you know. I remember Felicia Michael saying, this is when
you think
she's like, right. Actually, they need you more now than when they were little. I was like, what the fuck? I mean, come on, when do they stop needing me? But I see it, you know, I see it. And I remember
try to remember when I was his age, how, you know, I mean, my dad was overseas for so many years, how much that shifted and changed our family and stuff like that. So I don't know.
Are you wearing two more minutes? It's because I could hear you clicking your pen. I wonder if she knows that we could all hear her clicking her pen. Are you reading? Are you reading anything good?
Yes, I'm reading this book. It's got the words Milky Way and stars in it, and it's by a woman. Her first name is Fawzi, Fowzi. She's it's great. It's a novel, but it's not linear. It's about being a refugee. It's about coming from a war-torn place. She's from Afghanistan, but she doesn't mention Afghanistan in it. And it's about a family coming to a different place and leaving behind, you know, family torture, memories, all stuff we will never know, right? It's really good. And it's not poetry, but it can kind of read like that because it's so it doesn't all connect all the time, but it connects on a deeper level.
It's not written in sort of strict prose, it's written
It mostly is, yeah. But then she puts in pictures of her actual family members, and there's just like the way she describes torture. It's kind of like through the memories of the daughters that are coming over. So it's kind of like how children remember things; they just remember patches. Okay. And so you, as an adult, can fill in the blank. It's not exactly like Angela's Ashes, but in a way. Did you ever read Angela's Ashes?
Not on a dare.
Yeah, okay, no. So you read it and it's coming from the child's point of view, and as the adult you're like, what the fuck, you shouldn't be seeing this, and I know all the other stuff that's happening that the kid doesn't know. And so she kind of talks about, she kind of describes torture and family members being, you know, just plucked off the street because they may have criticized the government, and she's coming from a government like that, and It's great. It's a lot to read, and it's a slow read. It's, you don't breeze through it because it's a lot of like, what? And then I have to reread it and kind of sit with
it. Fair enough. That sounds super intense. I'm reading a Terry Pratchett young adult novel called The Men. We is W-E-E. We
Men. Wow.
Yeah, Darla said it was good. Anyway, so I think it's been great talking to you for an hour.
Yep. Let's do it again.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.